Pequot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlich.
God made rocks and he made fossils. And you know, there's a scripture in God's word that says the rocks cry out. So if we don't cry out and witness for Jesus, the rocks are going to cry out. And my guest today, Bill Barnes, maybe you've heard us talk about his ministry. He has a rock and fossil ministry. He does birthday parties and other parties to talk about creation and how God made these wonderful things to prove that the world was created by God. But he used to have the ministry Agape Historical Answers. But now he's changed the title to The Rocks Cry Out Ministry. Bill, welcome to this segment of Encounter. I'm Judy Redlich.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Rocks and Fossils with Plan and Purpose. I love it. Your new title is just great. And the little slogan, well, let me ask you to tell us about The Rocks Cry Out.
Amen.
What it's all about.
Well, the Lord's left us trillions of fossils and he's also left a historical account, and do these fossils match his account? And the more you look into it, the more you'll find out that they do. And are you standing on over a mile thick of worldwide flood evidence? There's a real good chance that you are right now. It's a whole lot of sedimentary rock, and we changed the name because we're trying to reach out to unbelievers, and we show up at craft fairs or auto shows, and our two-table or three-table display does wonders. We're able to put fossils, free fossils, into the hands of believers and unbelievers and ask them to check out the Bible timeline. Does it stand up to testing? And I believe that it surely does, because I've looked into it for many, many hours. It lines up. We have a worldwide flood about 4,400 years ago and a Tower of Babel event maybe a couple hundred years after that, and I got babble coming out of my mouth, and I'm standing on flood evidence, and I'm strapped to a seven-day week, and sin and death get in my way every day.
Isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? And the whole plan of salvation, sin and death makes us really think about who we are and where we came from, doesn't it, Bill?
Amen.
And we think about the victory that we now have because our rocks are crying out to tell others about Jesus.
Amen.
Free fossils for everyone, seekers, finders, traveling fossil and rock show, presentation with a Bible perspective. I love it how you are so bold on your title and your little slogans at the end of your email. Do you send that same email slogan to everyone at the bottom of your email?
I try to.
So it doesn't matter to you whether they're Christians or not.
No, a seeker's fine. I remember when I was an unbeliever, someone called that out to me, and he wasn't a Christian. He said, seeker's fine, and that stuck with me. It was probably about 30 years ago, and that's a great one. And, you know, that's God's promise to all of us, is that whether you're 6 years old or 106 years old, if you seek, you will find it. And that's a glorious promise, and I try to share that with everyone I meet.
Yeah, seek and ye will find.
Amen.
Is what it says. When was the flood again?
4,400 years ago, about 2350 BC.
How do you know that?
Well, you can line up the dates with the, you know, the Bible gives birth of Adam's son. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And you could see 1656 a.m. or Anamunde, or after the year of creation, that's when the flood was. That's a real solid year, 1656 a.m. You can find the people afterwards.
Tell me about some of the timelines that follow the flood.
Well, you have a Tower of Babel event in the days of Peleg, and the world was divided. The people groups were divided, and you can even find dispersion maps. Bodie Hodge has about 25 different dispersion maps of where people groups went. It's a free video online called Tower of Babel. It's got great information. And you can find where your relatives came from and where they went. And even the English language comes through the Angles or the Anglish. And England is from the Angles, which were a Germanic tribe. So English is a Germanic language, and we speak a whole lot of German. And what's the Hebrew word for Germany? It's Ashkenaz. Well, that's Gomer's son, and that's Japheth's son, and that's Noah's son. So if you speak English, you can track down great-great-grandfather Noah. Bodie Hodge has done it, found Noah to be his 74th great-great-grandfather. So real history, real relatives, real reality. So does the Bible match today's reality? And it does over and over and over. And we got a simple card we give out called The Bible, You're Soaking in It. And we have 20 simple questions to get conversations started with any age group.
And you have a sheet to go with it, too, that has the same 20 questions on it that people can use as a teaching tool.
Yeah, teacher's manual with it and show why these questions are important. And we are in a historical dispute, whether we know it or not. We got two sides making historical claims, and one side has to have a fairy tale. Which narrative is the most reasonable? Isaiah 1:18 says, "Come, let us reason together, saith the Lord." And you know, the only way I can earnestly contend for the faith is when the Lord spoke on history, it's factual history. And you can test that thing out. You can seek and find it, and study to show thyself approved, and meet your relatives, meet Noah's 16 grandsons. You can find them all.
So Bill is available to do parties. He's available to do craft shows, auto shows. We're going to have him when our grandchildren turn 7. We have two of them 2 years apart. We got another one that just was born. So when they all 3 turn 7, we're going to call Bill and do a rock and fossil party. What's all involved in a rock and fossil party?
Well, I usually have 2 or 3 tables, and I have some replicas of dino skulls and that kind of thing. And the Lord's left a whole lot of megalodon teeth, so those are kind of fascinating. And children are able to get free fossils and learn about the Bible timeline. Does it stand up to testing? Can it be trusted? And that's kind of what I show to them. And the youngest group I've talked to is 6-year-olds, but 6-year-old can understand that the Bible timeline can be tested and trusted. The world will try to take you away from that, so you got to hold on with both hands. And so that's what I teach, and sometimes for younger kids, I'll just talk 15 minutes. But they usually can stay pretty well entertained for about 45 minutes, as long as I keep talking about dinosaurs, and we got behemoths.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
My nephew has tons of dinosaurs, and we play with them a lot. So, yes, that's true. So how can people reach you to get in touch with you to book you?
Call me anytime. Phone number is the best way to do it. That way we can talk things out and see what you need and see if I can help you. And I send you an email of good teaching methods. And so even if I don't come to your house to do a party, I'll send you free teaching materials that are extremely helpful. I've been in the homeschool community for about 23 years and see what works. And we homeschooled 2 of our children and it worked great.
And what phone number can they reach you?
314-608-2928.
That's 314-608-2928 to reach Bill Barnes of the Rocks Cry Out Ministry. Scientism has been an extremely dangerous cultural enemy. How do you reach those people that are so scientific, they think they have it all together and they have all the answers?
Well, true science has been wonderful and technology has been wonderful too. But 2 of the biggest advances of mankind have been the printing press and the internet, and both of them have to do with sharing information. And the problem we had in 1830 is when Charles Lyell made the idea popular that the present is the key to the past. Now, that is so ridiculous that the opposite is true, because the past is the key to the present. And the Bible has a lot to say about what happened in the past. And so in 1830, Charles Lyell, he's often called the father of modern geology, he popularized that idea that the present is the key to the past, and that is terribly
ridiculous.
It's so
shallow because it doesn't help you keep a memory history so you know what's right and what's wrong, what worked and what didn't work.
Mm-hmm. And that gave them the license to rewrite history, and guess what? They're not qualified. And so when you have your multi-billionaire speculations and ignore the Bible, you get into big trouble.
What's a good leading question that you can ask your friends who are into scientism?
Well, true science can be great. It means knowledge, and knowledge you can test and verify. In the chem lab, you can come up with great results. And what I would have a scientist do is make me a better cell phone battery, you know, and they make them better and better, right? And the ones today are so much better than the ones 10 years ago. Now, that'd be a good job for a scientist. But to rewrite history a billion years ago, that's not in their discipline. It shouldn't be. They should be bound by the rules and disciplines of the scientific method, so to say. So anyway, we trust our scientists to rewrite history, and that's where we got in a whole lot of trouble. In 1830, and then after that with Darwin in 1859, he wrote his book, and he just applied biology to a common ancestry, and that's not what really happened. The Bible says life brings forth after its own kind. That means corn stays corn, wheat stays wheat, rice stays rice, and people stay people.
So if you have 1 minute to tell someone who really believes in science, who thinks they know it all, and you want to start witnessing to them about Christ and how the earth was really created by him, what mm-hmm. would you say?
I would appeal to the conscience and truth, like the Bible says, and then point at his creation. There's by the things God has made, man is without excuse. So even a beautiful butterfly doesn't look like a real mean evolving machine, a dog-eat-dog survival of the fittest. You got a real beautiful butterfly. You know, so what the Lord has made, you know, beautiful stars at night and flowers and beautiful rocks and gems and people.
The Rocks Cry Out Ministry, Rocks and Fossils with Plan and Purpose. Free Fossils for Everyone, Bill Barnes is my guest today. Bill, how can people reach you to do a rock and fossil party?
Just call me anytime, 314-608-2928. Be more than happy to talk to you or do a show for you or just do a table presentation during your event. You know, a lot of times that does wonders as well.
So. And that's 314-608-2928 to get a hold of Bill Barnes, founder of the Rocks Cry Out Ministry. I'm Judy Redlich. Bill, thanks for enlightening us. Thanks for putting us on the right path to show us how rocks and fossils have a plan and purpose in this world. I'm Judy Redlich. If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlich.com or email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlich.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn. Encounter, hosted by Judy Redlich, was produced and first aired on KSIV Radio, part of the Bot Radio Network.